We continue with Maseches Beitza, Daf Tesem and Beis. We're going to begin on the top of the Amud with the word Masnisin. The Gemara begins by referencing the Mishnah on Tesem at Aleph. The Mishnah on the previous Amud recorded Machlokas Beisham Vishilel regarding the case of Molichin Sulam Meshovach L'Shovach. The question is it permissible to carry a ladder, to move a ladder on Yom Tif from one dovecote to another? Beishamai said that this is prohibited, and Beisilel permit this activity on Yom Tif. The Machlokas explains the Gemara really comes down to a question as to whether or not we are concerned that carrying the ladder, moving the ladder from one shovach to another, will create the appearance as if the person is doing something forbidden on Yom Tif, such as fixing his roof. Beis Shammai is concerned about Maris Ayin, and Beis Hillel is not. So the Gemara now on the top of Tesem and Beis says, Masnis in the lo ki etana. Our Mishnah is not in agreement with the following Tanya, as we find in the Braisa, Amar Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Rav Shimon Elazar teaches the following: Modim Beishamai Beisilel Shemalichin Asasula Mishovach Leshovach. That Beishamai Beisilel in fact agree that it is permissible to carry a sulam, to move the sulam on Yom Tif from one shovach to another. In other words, that which it says in our Mishnah is a subject of machlokas. According to this brisa, it's not. They're in full agreement. Lo nechluku ela lahachzir. The machlokas with Beishamai Beisilel is once you've moved the ladder for the purpose that you need it on Yom Tif, may you now go ahead and return it to where it was originally. Shebeshamai yomim ein machzirin, ubeshilel omim af machzirin. Beshamai says that it is prohibited to go ahead and to return the ladder to where it was beforehand. And Beshilel says, af machzirin, you could even put it back. According to our Mishnah, Beshamai prohibit moving the ladder altogether. And even the fact that you want to go ahead and take a bird for the purpose of Simchas Yom Tif, Beis Shammai said that particular need does not warrant taking this risk. However, according to the Brice over here, it is permissible to go ahead and to move the ladder in order to retrieve the bird necessary in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tif. However, once that has been achieved, you can now, it is now prohibited according to Beis Shammai to go ahead and to return the ladder, whereas Beis Hillel say that it is mutter. And now continues the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda b'medavar mamurim. When is this true? The Beis Shammai and Hillel argue about moving the ladder, besulam shel shovach. The whole machlokas is talking about a sulam, a ladder that is designated for a shovach. It's a special ladder that was used by the dovecote. Avav besulam shel aliyah, divrei hakol aser. If we're talking about a ladder that is typically used in order to ascend the attic, so then everybody's going to agree that it is prohibited. Says Rashi, Dahu v'adayami l'hatiach gaga hutzarech. Because if somebody sees you moving that ladder, they are certainly going to assume that you are doing it for the purpose of fixing your roof. So again, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the whole machlokes between Beis Shammai and Hillel is dafka by a sulam shel shul shovach. But when it comes to a sulam shel aliyah, a ladder that is typically used to go to the attic, everybody is going to agree, even Beis Hillel is going to agree with Beis Hillel, that it is prohibited. Rabbi Dosa Omer, Mateyu mechalon lechalon. Rabbi Dosa said that it is permissible to tilt a ladder from one window to another within the same dovecote. Acherim Omerim, others say, Mishum Rabbi Dosa, in the name of Rabbi Dosa, Af Medadinbo. Rashi says, what's Medadinbo? Im hachalon rachok. If the window is distant, Ve'en Rosh Hasulam Agia Sham Bahatiyah, and by simply leaning the ladder, it is not close enough to be able to reach the second window. Medadin raglov shel sulam atmat. You can go ahead and slowly walk the ladder from one place to another. The Gemara is going to explain what type of ladder Reb Dosa is referring to over here in a moment. Continues the Gemara, Bnei Rabbi Chiya nafuk likiryasa. Reb Chiya's sons went out to the villages in order to inspect their fields. Rashi says, likiryasa likfarim lirasa desehen. They went out in order to see the fields, and ki asu amlu avuhan. So when they returned, their father, Reb Chiya, said to them, klub maisa bali yotchem, did you have any shilas that came to you when you were out there in the fields? Then his shilas come up. So Amalosa, they said to him, sulam bali yadenu v'hi tarnuhu. There was a case of moving the ladder that came before us, this shilas that we're talking about, of moving the ladder by the dovecote, v'hi tarnuhu, and we permitted it. So Amar Lahem, so Reb Chiya said to them, tsu'u v'isu mashi hitartem. Go ahead and prohibit that which you permitted. In other words, your heter that you issued was wrong, was inappropriate, and Reb Chiya told them to retract their heter. So the Gemara now tries to explain what was the basis of the heter of Reb Chiya's sons that he told them to retract. So in Husavar, so they held, From the fact that Rabbi Yehuda says that there is no machlokas regarding a sulam shel aliyah, regarding a ladder that is used for the attic. So everybody agrees, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel both asked for such a ladder. Michlau, this would imply the Tanakama Savar Pligi. That the Tanakama, in this case, Rabbi Shimon Elazar, who cited in the Brisa, holds that they do argue. There's a whole machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, according to Rabbi Elazar, is whether or not you can go ahead and you could return an attic ladder after it was used. So the Gemara now tries to explain the assumption the Ruchiyah sons made when issuing the heter that their father told them to retract. So the Gemara now tries to explain the basis for Ruchiyah's son's ruling, which he told them to retract. In Husavar, they held, from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda says that there's no machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding a sulam shel aliyah, regarding a ladder that is used to ascend the attic. Rabbi Yehuda argues that both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that it is prohibited to move such a ladder. Michlal, this would imply the Tanakama Sovar, that Rabbi Shimon Elazar, the Tanakama the Braisa holds, pligi, that this is precisely the point in which Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argue, that everybody agrees that to go ahead and move it l'chachila is permissible. The only question is, once it's been used, can you go ahead and return it to its place? Beis Shammai says no, and Beis Hillel says yes. So this was the assumption that Rabbi Chiya's sons made when they issued such a heter. The assumption that they made is that Rabbi Shimon Elazar according to Rabbi Shimon Elazar, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argue on this point. The Beis Hillel say that it's permissible to go ahead and to return it after it's been used. But says the Gemara of Elohi, but this assumption, this reading of the Braisa was incorrect. Rabbi Yehuda taimei de Tanakama kumafarish. Rather, Rabbi Yehuda is explaining the opinion, the position of the Tanakama. It says Rashi, according to this, ubishel aliyah lekalamad shari, that according when you're dealing with a sulam shel aliyah, nobody is going to permit, neither Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, nobody is going to permit moving it back once it's been used. So says the Gemara Mimai, on what basis do we come to such a conclusion? Midikatani malichin es hasulam mishovach l'shovach. From the fact that the lashon of the Braisa is that one may go ahead and take a ladder from one shovach to another shovach. Rashi says, "B'milsei de Tanakama mishovach l'shovach, alma besulam hamyuchad de shovachin koi." It seems evident from the lashon of the Braisa that we are talking about a sulam that is typically used for a shovach. We're talking about a dovecote ladder, not an attic ladder. Because if you would think for a moment that the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is regarding a sulam shel aliyah, an attic ladder, so the statement that the Tanakhama uses, that one may take a ladder from one shovach to another, it shouldn't say mishovach l'shovach, which implies that it was there all along, but it should say molichenes asulam l'shovach, implying that the ladder was actually elsewhere, because it's usually not used for a shovach, and then you brought it here. So the lashon of the Tanakhama seems to indicate that we are talking over here about a sulam shel shovach. That lashon, malichnas hasulam, mishovach l'shovach, seems to imply that it is one that is typically used for that purpose. Elo says the Gemara lav hachi kamer. So it must be that the Tanakhama is saying as follows. Shel shovach in, when you're dealing with a dovecote ladder, yes, then that in fact is a machlokos between Beis Shammai and Hillel. However, shel aliyah lo. But in the case of an attic ladder, so this machlokos between Beis Shammai and Hillel does not apply. So according to Rabbi Chiya, who argued with his sons and told them to retract their ruling, an attic ladder is never permissible. That was never a question between between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama, Rabbi Shimon Elazar. Everybody agreed that when we're dealing with an attic ladder, there's nothing to discuss. The whole shiloh was when we're dealing with a sulam shel shovach. So Gemara continues and tries to understand what were Rabbi Chiya's sons thinking. If Rabbi Chiya told them that they had to retract their ruling because they were incorrect, so how do they read the Braisa? So the Idach, Rabbi Chiya's sons, read as follows. Mikatani sulam shel shovach. The Braisa doesn't say that they were talking about a sulam shel shovach, which would identify this ladder specifically as being a dovecote ladder. Mishovach l'shovach katani. All it says is from one shovach to another. In other words, the lashon that the Braisa uses does not in any way whatsoever imply that we're talking about a ladder that was specifically designated for this purpose. That's just where it was. Vafilu kama shovachin. A person could go ahead and take it to to several Shavachas, several Dovecotes. But the ladder that we're talking about, according to Bnei Reb Chiya, according to the sons of Reb Chiya, the ladder we're talking about is an attic ladder. The Gemara now presents a different version of the case that just came before us. Amru Yika the Amri, there are those who report the incident was as follows. Amru Lo, Reb Chiya's son said to their father Reb Chiya, "He toy sulam shel aliyah baliyah deinu v'hitarnuhu." There was a case of tilting the ladder that came before us, and we permitted it in that particular case. Right? The last case we were discussing was carrying the ladder. Now they said that when we were out in the field today, the case was hitoy. Says Rashi, v'holichu mishavach l'shavach mivod yom. It was carried on Erev Yomtiv. V'achshav bala hatosa mechalon l'chalon. And the shaila that came before us on Yomtiv was whether it can be tilted from one window to another. And again, we're talking over here about an attic ladder. V'hitarnu. And we permitted it. Amar lahem, so Reb Chiya said to them, "Tzu'u v'isu mashi taritem." Go ahead and retract your ruling. Once again, he said, you have to aser that which you permitted because your ruling is based on an error. So the Gemara now tries to explain the basis for Reb Chiya's son's ruling. In Husavar, they held midika aser Tanakama kashori v'radosa. From the fact that the Tanakama, in this case, Rashi says the Tanakama is Rabbi Yehuda. Right beforehand, the Tanakama is Rabbi Shimon Elazar. But there were three shitas over here. So the Tanakama of Rabbi Dosa is Rabbi Huda. So it's a little confusing. You have to follow who's the Tanakama in each presentation over here. Also, Tanakama says Rashi de Rabbi Dosa. The Tanakama Rabbi Dosa, the who Rabbi Huda, the Omar who says Basulam Shalia Lia Asur Laholich, that he says when you're dealing with an attic ladder, you're not permitted to carry it. Kashari Rabbi Dosa Mia Lahatos. So Rabbi Dosa therefore must say that it is permissible at least to tilt it, even though you can't carry it. It says the Gemara of Elohi, but in fact, Reb Chiya disagreed that this assumption was not correct. Ma'idi kashori Tanakama ka'osa Rabbi Dosa. That which the Tanakama, again, Rabbi Yehuda over here, kashori permits, Rabbi Dosa forbids. Says Rashi v'Elohi, ma'idi kashori Tanakama, dehainu shalshovach laholich. That which the Tanakama permits, namely, to carry a sulam shalshovach, ka'osa Rabbi Dosa. Rabbi Dosa prohibits that. And comes to say holacha aser, that carrying it is prohibited, hati ashari, but when it comes to tilting it, it is permissible. Ubashalaliya lo airi klal, but we're not talking at all about a sulam shalaliya, we're not talking about an attic ladder, which was the case over here. Rather, according to Rabbi Dosa, we're only talking about a sulam shalshovach, and according to him, carrying it is prohibited. However, moving it is permissible. This explains the basis for the misunderstanding of Reb Chiya's sons and why exactly he disagreed with the conclusion that they had reached.